Time now for your letters. 2 weeks ago on this program, Howard Berkus reported on the efforts of residents in Fossil, Oregon to save the town's public library. Listener Michael Sterner of Portland, Oregon had this reaction. Your story was a perfect illustration of the growing disconnect between the sense of entitlement to public services and the unwillingness to pay taxes. The people of Fossil, like the rest of us in Oregon, had a chance in January 2003 to vote on a ballot initiative to temporarily increase state taxes to cover budget shortfalls. The measure was rejected in every part of Oregon except major urban districts. It is not certain that this temporary tax measure could have kept the Fossil Library going, but it would have maintained similar services which have been cut in both rural and urban communities. Many of you asked how to help Fossil's library, either with a financial contribution or with a donation of books. Please visit our website at npr.org for that information. Following our interview at Washington, D.C.'s Islamic Center with author David McCauley about his new book, Mosque, listener Grant Garber wrote, "Doing a book on mosques will not only show Westerners that Muslims are more like us than we thought, but will also show Muslims that Westerners can appreciate what makes us one." Several of you were curious, though, about whether women are allowed in the prayer halls of mosques. A representative of the Islamic Center said it's hard to generalize across the religion, but at the center, he said, women are allowed inside the mosque at the same time as men, but women pray behind a partition. And there were more letters about durians, the pungent Asian fruit I sampled with Weekend Edition colleague Scott Simon last week. Marie Warren of Sandpoint, Idaho wrote, "Listening to your taste testing of durian reminded me of my time spent living in Thailand. The hotel that was my home away from home had instructions inside the door of every room. The rules listed there included things forbidden as follows. 1, no pets. 2, no ganja. And 3, no durian." Some of you inquired how Scott Simon was recovering from his near-durian experience. He seems to be doing fine, although he did keep his distance from us this past week. Write to us. You can send email to WESUN, that's WESUN, at npr.org. And please include the name of the place where you live and how to pronounce your name.